For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Just got halfway through recording a show for y'all about Michael Dogba, Jaguars' reported defensive line signing. When I get the timeline blowing up, the Jaguars have made multiple moves. So the Jaguars, for the first time in the 2023 free agency cycle, have now made some moves bringing in some outside players. To this point, all they had done is retained their own guys, right? We've seen a lot of that from the Jaguars this year. You've now got some fresh blood coming into Jacksonville to try to compete to upgrade this roster. And I will tell you right now, before we dive into these guys, none of these are going to be starter type players. These are guys that have been brought in to compete and make the roster more talented throughout. They're not going to be starters. That's just the bottom line. But let's go ahead and get into these guys, right? Michael Dogba, who was the first reported guy from Jordan Schultz of The Score, defensive lineman from Arizona, drafted in 2019, seventh round out of Temple, where he was a pretty impactful interior defensive lineman for the Temple Owls in his final year there. Seven sacks for them. Has not gotten a lot of run in Arizona, but the obvious connection here is Jaguars defensive line coach Brinson Buckner, who held the same position in Arizona before getting to Jacksonville. He's worked with Michael Dogba, so there's obviously something there that they like, and so they're going to bring him in to compete. Again, the Jaguars up front at interior defensive line, there's a lot going on in front of Dogba, and you've got Roy Robertson-Harris back, you've got Foley Fatu-Kasi, you've got Devon Hamilton, you've got Adam Gotsis, who they brought back. So I think Dogba's got quite a bit of competition to see the field, but he is a player that has special teams experience. Jaguars also signed another defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman, Henry Mondo, and Mondo doesn't really fit the bulky build. He's got shorter arms, 6'5", 280 pounds, but a guy who has gotten rotational reps the last 2 years in Pittsburgh and then with the New York Giants in 2022. He's 27 years old. Honestly, I think you could see Henry Mondo and Michael Dogba potentially competing for the same roster spot at the back end of the roster. If the Jaguars do address this further, the interior defensive line, whether it be via free agency or the draft, I think these guys, you know, they might not be guaranteed roster spot type of guys. I'll tell you that right now. But I do think they brought in these two guys with the intention of upgrading the overall talent on the roster, of having them compete to make this team. The final guy that the Jaguars have reportedly signed, D'Ernest Johnson, running back, former Cleveland Brown. This one is exciting, and I think you could look around the league and maybe say certain teams, D'Ernest Johnson might be their most talented back, and I don't say that lightly. D'Ernest Johnson is a really physical, explosive runner who has just been buried in a really deep Cleveland Browns backfield, right? They've had Nick Chubb. They've had Kareem Hunt. So you don't always see D'Ernest Johnson out on the field. But when he did take the field, he was impressive for them, right? Go back to 2021. 100 carries for 534 yards. Three touchdowns, average of 5.3 yards per carry for the Browns. Last year did not see the field much, right? Only four carries for 17 yards. That'll happen when you're the third running back on a team that has the type of talent the Browns do at that position. But when you look at how he comes in here and fits with the Jaguars, I think he's immediately the second most talented runner on the roster. No offense to Jamichael Hasty, who I think does a lot of really good things. D'Ernest Johnson, in my opinion, like let's say, heaven forbid, you have an injury at the position and you need D'Ernest Johnson to fill in and be a feature back for you, not just a role player, but a guy who takes a ton of snaps for you at running back, he can definitely do that. And I think you feel more comfortable with his physicality, his ability to grind out short yards, his vision. And again, he has lateral explosiveness. He has ability to cut upfield and break tackles. He's very slippery through contact. I think it's a great signing, a one-year deal. And this really, I mean, this isn't the type of signing that you're getting a starter, a high-impact guy, but this is huge because if you do have an injury at the position, you can now continue to have a really effective running game, in my opinion, thanks to D'Ernest Johnson. And you probably could have still with Jamichael Hasty have some impact, but having a backfield that now features D'Ernest Johnson and Jamichael Hasty behind Travis Etienne, I think you can get really fired up about that. I think the Jags have a chance to have a backfield that is super strong. And
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Honestly, I think D'Ernest Johnson has the potential in Jacksonville, right? He has to get here, acclimate, and get right. But he has the potential, in my opinion, to be a closer for the Jaguars. The physical ability to be more of a closer for the Jaguars, right? When you're trying to pound the other team, the opponent, into submission late in the game, you saw the Chiefs do that at the end of the year with Isaiah Pacheco. I think D'Ernest Johnson has a chance to be able to be that type of player for the Jaguars, and he doesn't have the long speed of a Pacheco, who really just incredible how late the Chiefs got him in last year's draft. But does he have the potential to grind out tough yards for you, to do the dirty work, to do stuff you just don't need Travis Etienne to be doing at the end of a tough game? Yeah, I think you do. If you're just trying to grind it out, I think D'Ernest Johnson could do that for you. So that's an exciting signing for me. Again, I think Henry Mondo and Michael Dogba are more, they're going to be viewed more as competition for the back of the roster. I do like some of what I've seen from both of them, but again, they're not really here to crack that top three or four interior defensive linemen. They're there to make sure that the back end of the roster is fortified with some decent talent. I think they do that. And then, of course, I think D'Ernest Johnson is the second most talented runner in Duval right now. Love Jamichael Hasty as well, but I think Johnson brings a little bit more physicality to the position, a little bit more tackle-breaking ability for D'Ernest Johnson. And so I'm excited about that one. I think Dogba and Mondo, you can be happy that the Jaguars are continuing to fortify the defensive front, which is one of the most important areas of the game. It starts up front, right? Like, you don't say that for no reason. It does. It does start up front. And when you can have guys that can rotate in for you or sub in for you if you have injuries here and there, like Dogba and Mondo, I think you can feel much better about the depth of the roster overall. But the biggest one is definitely Dearness Johnson for me. Fired up for it. Fired up to see him in black and teal and running through some opposing defenses. Again, 5.3 yards per carry in 2021, which was his biggest year in terms of how much run he got in the Cleveland Browns backfield. But look, career, 141 rushes, 738 yards, 5.2 yards per carry. That is nothing to shake a stick at. And if he had been in any other backfield over the last few years, he probably would have had a lot more tread on the tires than he did in Cleveland. So that's a lot of fun. And I just want to pull up his yards after contact, because I think that's a stat that's going to really illustrate how good this guy is at slipping tackles, at being slippery, at running through contact and having contact balance. I think you see all that from Dearness Johnson. Just pulling it up on PFF here. Great podcasting, I know. All right, so pulling up his rushing stats, let's look at this. In 2021, his biggest year, that year again where he was able to carry the ball quite a bit. 26 forced missed tackles, 3.47 yards after contact per attempt. Pretty crazy stuff there for Dearness Johnson. But that'll do it. Jaguars, they have finally made some outside moves to bolster their roster heading into the 2023 season. Still got more free agency ahead. Still got the draft ahead. A lot of ways the Jaguars can improve. They'll have internal development going into year two with Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence as well. Again, thanks so much for tuning in, Duval. Hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Hit that like and subscribe button. Y'all have a good one.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.